Aloha. Thanks for joining me for my final presentation for eTech 661. If you've ever wondered what your students, classmates, or any group is thinking, this lesson might provide a way for you to find out. This is an introduction to using Google's survey tools. Like anything else, the more you use it, the easier it gets. Do any of these sound familiar? So, let's get started. There are many survey options out there, so why use Google? Google surveys are more appropriate for informal surveys or quizzes. Security can be an issue, so formal results would be questionable. Users also need internet access, and responses can be affected by various factors, so this might limit the data you collect. If you still think a Google survey would work for you, this lesson will show you how to get started. You will need a Gmail account to use the tool. Follow the prompts for each of the next steps. You now have a basic survey form with which to start. You can edit, copy, or delete questions using the icon menu for each question, or use the Add Item button to quickly add the type of questions you want, as well as section headers and page breaks. The themes provide over 70 choices for the form's appearance. And you can preview the actual survey at any time. Before you publish your survey, be sure to edit the confirmation message. You can also embed the survey in a blog or website. To send the survey, choose Email This Form and add the addresses. You can include the survey in the email itself if you want. Finally, you can view results in both a summary view that includes graphs and statistics and a spreadsheet view that includes individual responses with identifying information and timestamps if you desire. Surveys can be used by teachers and students to quickly gather data to answer many queries. Perhaps you've thought of a reason to create a survey by now, which is great, because now you get to try creating one for yourself. Mahalo nui loa. Thank you very much for your time and feedback. Happy surveying!